Last year we grew for McCain's, and at the end of the season I sat down and thought, well, crikey, there doesn't seem to be the money left there that I would have expected. And upon crunching the costs and went through every invoice, we came to the conclusion that there was a very small gross margin. So unless we're able to see a substantial price rise, I certainly wouldn't bother undertaking to grow them for McCain's again this year. So,
What's a small gross margin?
well, less than $1,000 a hectare. Now, for what you're outlaying to grow a crop of potatoes, it's just not enough return for the risk that's involved. And our country is a relatively safe country. We're not going to ever have a complete crop loss, but you're still outlaying upwards of 14,000. And I've sat down with other guys, and we've come to the conclusion that we believe that nobody can grow potatoes for under $14,000 a hectare. Our costs here were closer to 15, so the gross margin's just not there.
What does McCain say your cost of production, what does it estimate they'd be?
Well, they've been running around to growers with a sheet that shows a cost of production of some $11,500 a hectare, which we believe is completely farcical. And if you have a look at it, the inputs that they're showing on there are nowhere near what the actual inputs are. There's no allocation to return on capital, machinery replacement costs, the cost of their water. I don't know which schemes in Tasmania you could get water out of for the cost of what they're showing. So, yeah, they're showing a gross margin of in excess of $5,000 a hectare on a crop of some 56 tonne to the hectare. It's just not there. It's as simple as that.
Tasmanian growers, though, took a price cut from McCain. Can you remind me how many years ago?
Well, coming up four years ago, when they basically came out and said to growers, we don't want to participate in any group bargaining. They went into an individual bargaining sort of situation with McCain's, on the understanding that it was only going to be a short term. They took it all at face value. When things turn around, they expected that the price would come back to where it was. And what we're asking for, price-wise, is not something that McCain's haven't paid before. In the 2011 contract year, they were paying some $30-odd dollars a tonne more than what they're offering this year. So it's not as if we're asking for something that they haven't paid before, and it's not as if other costs have gone up. And we believe that this year, there's no better chance to try and get some profitability back into growing potatoes from McCain's, because the dollar, obviously, we're all aware of where it's at. The threat of imports is no longer there. The price that they're returning is really solid. The demand for the product is solid. Yet they're still using every trick in the book to try and keep things suppressed. So we just really want to encourage anybody that's looking to going into potatoes for the first time, and we realise that there's industries, there's sectors out there. We all know what's going on with the dairy. There's guys involved in that are looking to potatoes to perhaps supplement the income on the premise that there's a substantial return from these gross margins that McCain's are running around with. And the truth is, it's not there. So we want everyone to unite and have some bargaining power to push the price up, or at least we don't want to see people going into this enterprise thinking that they're going to come out at the end of the season with a positive result, when we know that there's every chance that they're really going to get burnt. So it's a very much a buyer beware situation.
Taking this stand now, though, you say it's the best chance to bargain with McCain, but Ballarat growers are being offered even less. What's the risk that you succeed this year but you lose the factory or go backwards even further down the track?
The McCain's growers are being held over a barrel a little bit this year because they're doing substantial line maintenance and improvements there. So they've had a significant cutback in crop to be grown.
This is the Ballarat growers?
This is the Ballarat growers. And hence they're chasing extra tonnage here in Tasmania. But their intention in Tasmania is to continue to ramp up production. They've spent money on extra storage. And to their credit, they have addressed some of the issues that we've raised with them in their inefficiencies at receival and so forth. They'll be bringing extra pilers down. They've upgraded storages. They're doing things for seed and so forth. So we believe that while they might get the tons that they can process over there this year at a reduced rate, we've talked to growers over there. They're going through the same frustrations that we are. They recognise that what they're doing is not sustainable. They've gone in on good faith that once this line's done, there'll be a significant price rise. And we just want them to be honest. Everybody's got to be able to make a dollar out of it. We believe at the moment they're making a very good return out of their products, and it's time they passed a bit of that back to the people that are taking the risk and putting the skin in the game.
You don't then consider that there could be a factory close down because Panola's been closed, McCain have got factories from Belgium, India, United States. So couldn't they just come on a ship?
They could, but I think what we've seen the last few years is that both retail outlets and the public in general are really wanting to see Australian products. And I think there would be such a big upheaval against them if they suddenly shut down this plant. And I think that they regret the fact that they shut their processing plant and shifted to New Zealand. You've only got to look at what's happened there, that all of a sudden the New Zealand dollar's on parity with Australian dollar. So the advantages that they thought they were going to have by taking their production over there are no longer there. So I think growing a product where it's going to be sold is still the ideal situation. I don't think the threat, I don't think it's real. I'd like to think not. And I know the outcry from the public would be enormous against all their lines, and they recognise that.
How much more money then, beyond the $307 a tonne price that is on the current contracts, would you need to be persuaded to grow?
Well, what we've asked for is basically we want another $30, which is 3 cents a kilo. We're chasing 3 cents a kilogram on what's being offered. You know, in the scheme of things, it's really, it's not big numbers. And if you want to see a crop grown in areas where the risk is minimised, it just needs to be there.